You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We're back at the Hound Pound getting set for some high school basketball this evening between the Maryville boys and the Platte Valley boys. Game two of our doubleheader. Game one went the way of Maryville. 36-34 was our final score. The Spoof Hound girls 3-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Platte Valley falls to 5-1. Game two should be an awful lot of fun. Again, some teams that like to get up and down, a lot of athletes on both sides of the floor. We look at Maryville. They love to come out with a lot of guards on this team. Caden Steckline, Derek Quinlan, Delton Davis, Drew Burns, Peyton McCollum. These are guys that can handle the basketball. They get around, and they like to run. It's a lot of fun to watch. Keaton Stone and Jesus Flores, also some post players that have to be very good defensively, but also command some attention inside as well, as Maryville wants to go out there, run four guards, one forward typically, and that's kind of how they play. And at times there will be some mismatches, but they're hoping, especially in the offensive end, they can do enough to kind of take Maryville or take other teams out of their rhythm. Meanwhile, Platte Valley comes in. It's a team that's 5-0. They played well on the season. They're scoring 72 points per game. They're giving up just 40 points per contest, so they've been very good throughout, and they're expecting to keep things rolling this evening against a very good Maryville squad. Despite playing up, not, you know, clean this in Class 1, typically they're playing up a little bit in Class 14, but these are typically good matchups over the years, although Maryville did get the best of Platte Valley a season ago by the score of 57-49, and Maryville's won the last two over Platte Valley. The last Platte Valley win in this series came back in 2019, a 69-66 victory for PV over Maryville. We're getting set for this one. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your starters and much more. That's on the way right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org.
Broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Support also comes from Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. And Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest corn and NK soybeans. Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on KXCV KRNW is from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan. And Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Trek bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the area. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we're on the road with the Spoof Hounds, presented by Northwest Cell.
Back at the Hound Pound, just about set for the boys' basketball game. Again, Maryville won it on the girls' side by 2 points. Up next, it's the boys' matchup as Maryville coming out 3-1 on the season, coming off a win earlier this week over South Harrison 64-24. For Platte Valley, 5-0 on the season, coming off a win over South Harrison on December 6th by the score of 74-36. Starting lineups being announced right now. Let's take you through them for the Spoof Hounds. Caden Steckline, a 6-foot senior guard, averaging 15 points per game. Derek Quinlan, a 6-foot junior guard, averaging 12 points per contest. Drew Burns is a 5-foot 10-inch senior guard, putting up 5 points per game. Keaton Stone, the big man on the floor, a 6-foot 6 senior forward, He is averaging 10 points per contest. And Peyton McCollum, a 6'1 sophomore guard, putting up 15 points per game. He had 11 against South Harrison earlier this week. For Platte Valley, it is Matt Germain, a senior guard. Carter Luke, a senior forward. Brandon McQueen, a junior forward. Memphis Bliley, a senior guard. And Alex Mattson, a junior forward. We're about set to go. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
As we are back getting set for the opening tip, it will be Alex Mattson for Platte Valley, Keaton Stone for Maryville. To get things underway at midcourt, Maryville and home whites, Platte Valley in the road grays. It is won by Keaton Stone. He gets it out to Drew Burns. Burns off to Peyton McCollum, and McCollum across midcourt. It is Spoofhound basketball right to left as we get this one underway in the corner. Caden Steckline skip pass goes to Peyton McCollum. Wants a three-pointer, and he's got a three-pointer. 16 seconds in, a 3-0 lead for Maryville, playing a home against Platte Valley. They've won the last two meetings against Platte Valley. As taking it in is Alex Mattson, gets into the paint, turnaround jumper no good, and the rebound comes down to Keaton Stone. Quickly ahead to Derek Quinlan, right corner three, off the back of the rim. Keaton Stone skies high for the rebound, dribbles into the paint, spins, goes up, the ball stripped out of his hands. It will stay with Maryville. Good student section on hand. Chirping a lot already in this one. Nottoway County rivals, Platte Valley and Maryville, as McCollum floats it in. High post, it goes to Stone, hands it off. Steckline jumper, that one halfway down and back out, fighting for the rebound. It will go out of bounds off of Platte Valley, nearly controlled by Drew Burns. The ball knocked out of his hands by McQueen, and it will stay with the Hounds. It comes into McCollum, right corner three, knocks it down. Six early points for Peyton McCollum. As Platte Valley quickly back the other way, and a travel called on Memphis Bliley. Bliley caught that pass, gave a head fake, and took off running before he got that dribble down. That'll be a turnover on Platte Valley. Is Steckline with it, gets to the free throw line, throws underneath, a nice cut by Stone. Stone can't finish on the layup, gets his own rebound, goes right back up and finishes. Stone with his first 2 points, an 8-0 Maryville lead. Matt Germain with it, the son of head coach Tim Germain, starts to drive, gives it up now for McQueen. As McQueen now gives it off to Carter Luke. Luke into the paint, spins, the ball stripped out of his hands by Peyton McCollum. McCollum dives on the floor after it. And we've got a jump ball. They're going to say possession arrow pointing back to Platte Valley. So that will give the ball back to PV after a nice hustle play by McCollum. Try to get that quick timeout. They wouldn't give it to him. And the jump ball arrow points to Platte Valley. Inbounding is Germain on the baseline. Gets it into the corner and it's stripped out of his hands. McCollum got in the passing lane once again. He is a tenacious guard. We've seen the three-point stroke already, but the hustle from all these guys. Inbounding once again, it is Germain, a little bit closer to the corner on the baseline. Gets this one into Mattson. Out to Luke. Luke into the paint for Mattson. Gives a head fake on Stone through traffic. He gets fouled. Bucket no good. And a couple free throws on the way for Platte Valley. So Mattson to the free throw line, a junior forward for this Platte Valley team. First free throw is good. And that puts Platte Valley on the board. An 8-0 run for Maryville to start things off. A couple three-pointers from McCollum, a layup from Stone. As Mattson goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Quinlan brings the ball to the floor, fires far left side to Drew Burns. Burns on the drive, goes up, right-hand layup, no good. The ball tipped. And the rebound comes down to Bliley. We're going to get a foul coming up on Keaton Stone as well, going for that loose ball. Eight to one our score, some man-to-man. Full court pressure out of Maryville as Burns picking up Germain as he gets to midcourt. Backs off him, kind of shadows him a little closer as he got near the timeline there. Bounce pass goes to Luke, popping out, hands off now to Germain, to the left wing, gets a head fake, Stone in the air, now goes back to Luke, top of the key, now off to Mattson. Matson looks underneath, trying to cross up. Drew Burns gets to the free throw line, gives a head fake into the corner. Now it goes to McQueen. McQueen off to Jermaine. Deep three off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to McQueen. Back up top, it goes to Jermaine. Wants to drive, gives a head fake. Now into the corner it goes for Luke. Air ball, and the rebound comes down to Maryville. Platte Valley goes 0 for 2 that trip. Running the other way, it is McCollum. Took the feed from Quinlan and finished. McCollum, 8 points already. Into the corner, it is McQueen handling it. Dribbles up toward the wing. They work it around. Jermaine into the hands now of Luke. Luke, high right side. Stone steps out on him a little closer, guarding him tighter. Now finds a cutting Bliley. Bliley on the baseline, runs into traffic. The ball knocked away by McCollum and gets it out ahead to Quinlan. Quinlan slows up at the wing to McCollum, free throw line. Into the corner, Burns gives a head fake, drives, goes up left hand, good. Burns with the layup and a timeout, Platte Valley. They want to talk things over, a 12-1 Maryville run to start things off. We'll take a break and be back with more right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's game comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at Facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Platte Valley breaking some man-to-man full-court pressure. The ball taken away. Burns in transition. Goes up right-hand. Layup is good. Drew Burns so quick, jumping in the passing lane, taking that one away. Maryville 6-for-8 from the field. Check that, 6-for-9 from the field to start things off as Jermaine slicing through the defense down the center of the lane. He goes up, right-hand layup of his own is good. The first field goal of the evening for Platte Valley. They are 1-of-4 from the field. Also a few turnovers in this first quarter. 4:18 left to play in the quarter. A 14-3 Maryville lead. Burns into the corner for Quinlan. Skip pass goes left side to Steckland. Gives a head fake on a mid-range jumper. Goes baseline. Ball knocked off of his knee out of bounds. And it will go back to Platte Valley. That is just the second turnover on Maryville in this game. Four minutes to play in the quarter. An 11-point Maryville lead. Jermaine coming across midcourt. Bumped and fouled by Quinlan. That'll be team foul number 3 on Maryville. No fouls just yet on Platte Valley. As Jermaine will be inbounding just to the left of the Maryville student section. Burns on the ball. Fires this one into Bliley just across midcourt. Bliley comes across midcourt and gives it to Matson. Matson directing traffic to the top of the key. Tries to put a move on Quinlan. Gets into the paint. Goes up with the right hand. It's good. Tough move by Matson. 14-5 is the lead now for Maryville. As Burns, beyond the arc, they work around. Delton Davis into the ballgame, gives to Quinlan. Skip pass goes to Steckline. Left corner three, off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Bliley. And I think they might get a foul on Bliley. Davis had the position inside. Bliley kind of went up over the top. A little bit of body contact, took the ball away from him. So it's Quinlan inbounding on the baseline just to the right of the basket. 3:27 left in the first quarter. It was a 12-1 run for Maryville to start things off. Still up 14-5. The inbound comes into Burns. Burns has it stripped away by Jermaine. It comes to Matson. Bounce pass ahead. It goes into the hands of Bliley, and Bliley layup in transition. Now Platte Valley starting to find their footing just a bit, working their way back down by 7 points against the very athletic Maryville team. Going baseline, Steckline. He gets too far out of the hoop, can't hit that layup. And coming back the other way is Platte Valley. Jermaine into the paint. And he gets fouled by Burns on the way up for a layup, so we will see Matt Jermaine go to the free throw line. at the free throw here for Jermaine is good. As a team, they're 2 for 3 from the line. That was Jermaine's first. Since being down 12-1, it's a 7-2 run right now for Platte Valley. Again, getting their way back into this basketball game. Second free throw is good. Good. 14-9, Maryville still in front. As McCollum brings the ball up the floor, gives it off to Stone. Stone calling for Burns to come take the handoff, high right side. Dribbling to his right, into the corner, Quinlan gives a head fake. To the baseline, gives up. Stone comes down the two-handed slam. 16-9, Maryville back in front. Platte Valley trying to run the other way. They throw it away. Quick turnover, compounding the situation, but a great feed inside. Stone finished. And it's a 7-point lead for Maryville. It's Burns bringing the ball up the floor, going against Lane Acklin. Off to McCollum. Now McCollum, right side of the lane, takes some contact from Jermaine. Shot no good. The ball loose on the floor. Diving after it is Davis. Now it gets away from him. Burns picks it up. Burns able to get through a few defenders. Lost control of it. It's finally picked up by Carter Luke. Now to Mattson. Mattson comes up the floor, picked up by Quinlan. Gives the ball off to Acklin. They swing it back into the corner now for Luke. Luke hands it off to Jermaine. Three-pointer left corner is good. Matt Jermaine, 7 of the 12 points for Platte Valley as they are down just 4. The Platte Valley faithful getting more and more into it. A big run for Maryville early, but they have worked their way back into this game. Quinlan, right corner. Skip pass goes to Davis in the far corner. He finds a wide open cutting. Burns. Burns too far under the hoop. Misses the layup. And a chance to cut this to a one-possession game as Jermaine slows up, comes across midcourt, holds up a fist, calls for a screen, stops, top of the key, feeds the pass underneath to Justin Miller. Now the ball knocked loose, tracked down back across midcourt. It is Carter Luke. They're going to say it wasn't deflected. It is an over-and-back turnover on Platte Valley. McCollum inbounding, brings it into Steckline. Steckline dribbling with his left hand, comes across midcourt. Gives to Davis. Davis back to Steckline, left wing. Now to Quinlan. Quinlan gives a head fake. Defender flies by. Now Derek sets up right side, three-pointer off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Maryville. Back to Quinlan. He'll take another three-pointer. This one off the back of the iron, no good. The rebound comes down to Jermaine. Jermaine hustling, gets into the paint, goes up with the right hand. Might have been deflected by Quinlan. Shot no good. Rebound for Miller. Miller out to Jermaine. Three-pointer off the rim. No good. Long board. Tracked down by Davis. Saved back in bounds. And Caden Steckline hauls it in. And Steckline fires a deep pass ahead to Quinlan. Quinlan feeds now to Davis. And the layup is good. A fast pace going up and down the floor right now for both teams. It's an 18-12 Maryville lead. 30 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Bliley has it, guarded by McCollum, high right side, dribbling with his left hand. Now we'll give it off to Jermaine. Three-pointer on the way. Good from Jermaine. Matt Jermaine, 10 points in the first quarter, down to 9 seconds left to play in the quarter. Quick layup. It is Steckline underneath bucket in the foul. Got deep on the baseline. He got hit, went up with the shot. It was good. A chance for a three-point play with 0.4 seconds remaining in this first quarter, as they'll call that foul on Justin Miller. It would be the first bucket for Steckline as the officials talking this one over. So Steckline stepping to the free throw. First free throws of the night for Maryville in any capacity. They didn't shoot any free throws in the girls' game. As now Steckline getting set to shoot a couple in this boys' basketball game. First one from the lefty is good. I shouldn't say shoot a couple. Completes the three-point play there as Mattson pushes the ball to the floor, comes across midcourt. The heave is no good, and the buzzer sounds. First quarter comes to a close. 21-15, Maryville in front. We'll take a break and be back with more Maryville High School basketball.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
It's a six-point Maryville lead as we are heading to the second quarter. High school boys basketball. Spoof Hounds taking on Platte Valley this evening. Nottoway County rivals. The girls won. On the girls' game, I should say, the Maryville girls topped Platte Valley 36-34, their first win over them since 2019. Boys trying to keep it rolling. 21-15, Hounds in front, going right to left. It is Spoof Hound basketball to start this second quarter. Davis into the corner, Viertaler. Lucas Viertaler checked in as this quarter got underway. Burns starts to drive, spins, back out to Steckline. Steckline gives a head fake on Jermaine. The runner toward the baseline, off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound. Out of bounds, they're going to say off of Platte Valley. Maryville so far 8 of 16 from the field in this one as Steckline floats a pass backcourt for Viertaler. Throws it back ahead to Steckline. Picked up man-to-man defense out of Platte Valley. Jermaine on Steckline. Has it top of the key. Starts to drive, slows up, gives to Viertaler. Now it goes to Delton Davis. Davis into the corner for Burns. Three-pointer on the way for Drew. No good, but the rebound comes down to Viertaler. An offensive board for Maryville. Steckline, he wants a three. He's got it. And a timeout. Tim Jermaine wants to talk it over with his team. 24-15 our score. We'll take a break. Back with more Spoof Hound basketball.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a variety of adult education courses, including dehydrating foods, cooking with fresh herbs, and much more. The full fall catalog of courses can be found online at kxcv.org or at nts.maryville.k12.mo.us.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, with local independent agents ready to help with home, renters, and farm insurance needs. For more information or to find an agent, fmnottoway.com.
Support for today's game comes from Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, dry cleaning, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more info, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
24-15, Spoof Hounds in front here in the second quarter, 7:04 to play in the half. It is Platte Valley basketball left to right in this second quarter as Mattson gives it up. Jermaine now high left side. They give it off to Mattson, guarded by Burns. Man-to-man defense out of the Hounds. Now off to Bliley. Bliley to Mattson. Mid-range jumper is good from Alex Mattson. 6:41 left to play here in the first half. A 24-17 lead for Maryville. As Steckline hands it off to Davis, now to Burns. Back right side it goes. Steckline goes baseline. Left hand high off the glass. It is good. Some contact underneath. No foul, but Steckline fighting through it. He has 5 points. Quickly back the other way. Rushing the other end. It is Miller. Runs into Keaton Stone. Coach Steckline thought maybe there should have been a charge there. They're going to call a defensive foul, a block instead. As Coach Steckline saying he was sliding in front and moving his feet. So the foul will go on Keaton Stone. That is the fifth team foul on Maryville. Two so far on Platte Valley. as the inbound pass comes in high to Miller. Right back to Miller underneath. Can't finish the layup with Stone there, and the rebound comes down to Davis. Stecklein now to Stone. Just the right side of the top of the key. Three-pointer there from Stecklein. No good. The rebound comes down to Mattson. Rushing the other way. They don't have numbers. He slips and falls, loses the basketball. It is picked up by Stecklein. He fires ahead to Viertaler. Up ahead to Davis. Transition layup is good. Dalton with four in the first half. A 28-17 Maryville lead. 5:47 to play in the half. Memphis Bliley with it. Guarded by Delton Davis. Now they give it off to Miller. Miller looking for Brandon McQueen. McQueen cut on the baseline. He throws it away, and that is a turnover number seven on Platte Valley in this first half. Maryville so far just a couple turnovers in the half. Meanwhile, Platte Valley has seven. 5.5 minutes to play in the first half. Spoofhound's trying to improve to 4-1. Platte Valley trying to stay perfect. They are 5-0 thus far. Stecklein in the right corner, guarded by Jermaine. Dribbles that left hand toward the elbow. Gives it up to Burns. Head fake. Backs his way in now out to Stone. Keaton thought about a three. He wants to spin into the paint. Lost control. It is stripped out of his hands by Mattson, but they'll call a foul. And a couple free throws on the way for Keaton Stone. 5:14 remaining in the half as Keaton Stone goes to the line. Free throw from Stone off the back of the rim, no good. One more on the way for Stone as Davis and Burns check out. Peyton McCollum back into the game, as well as Derek Quinlan. Second free throw from Stone is good. Maryville's a team 2-for-3 at the line tonight. Keaton now with 5 points, 29-17. Maryville in front of Platte Valley. They fire left wing, give the ball up to Bliley. Bliley has his pass deflected. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it is off of Maryville. It was McQueen trying to save it back in bounds. Maryville got a piece of it. It was going out of bounds, and the official's going to say no, it's going back to the spoof, or back to Platte Valley, excuse me. As the ball inbounded from Bliley to Jermaine. Underhand pass goes back to the left side. Now they go underneath for Miller. Jump stop underneath, goes up right hand, off the glass, it's good. As Mattson gets another bucket. Still a 10-point Maryville lead. McCollum goes baseline, cut off by Jermaine, throws it into the corner. Stecklein up to Viertaler, wants the three, in and out. Offensive board, there's Quinlan, and he gets the putback. Somehow, just the first points of the day for Derek Quinlan. Maryville up by 12. Feel good about the way the offense rolling, scoring like this. And no points from Derek just yet as Jermaine rushes to the other end, can't hit the layup. The rebound comes down to Maryville. Here goes McCollum all the way through the right side of the lane, goes up with the right hand. He's got a bucket. McCollum started off very quick. He had 8 early points in that first quarter. That's his first of the second quarter. He now has 10. In the lane, it's Justin Miller. Lowers his shoulder, clears some room with Stone. Goes up with a shot. It's no good. And out of bounds off the fingertips of Brandon McQueen. A 14-point Maryville lead. 33-19 to play in the half. 3:52 to go. Caden Stecklein set to inbound for the Hounds. Gets it in to Peyton McCollum. A couple good ball games this evening. You can read all about them as well in the Maryville Forum. Proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. As Quinlan starts to drive into the corner, Stecklein three, he's got it. Flashes a three to the crowd as he runs back to the other end. The student section loves it, 8 points for Stecklein. 36-19, Hounds starting to pull away. Quick three on the other end, Bliley, nothing but net. How about it for Memphis Bliley? He has the answer. Still a 14-point game. Pass into the corner looking for Quinlan. It was Bliley jumping in the passing lane that time, tips it out of bounds. 3:17 to play in the half, and it will stay with Maryville. Stecklein set to inbound right in front of the Platte Valley bench. Lobs it in. Quinlan in the lane, jumps up high, comes it down with it, goes up with the right hand, can't get the putback. Stone there, he's got it. Keaton Stone able to finish despite the miss early on. Quinlan couldn't get it. Keaton's right there. Rushing up the floor, it is Jermaine. Top of the key, now into the corner. Three on the way. This one from McQueen, no good. And the rebound comes down to McCollum. Inside 3 minutes to play in the half, a 16-point Maryville lead. Steckline lobs it underneath. Stone gets it, lets one man fly by, then finishes. And Keaton up to 9 first half points. Jermaine pushing back the other way. Down to the baseline. Underhands a pass off to Bliley. Back to Jermaine in the corner. Three-pointer off the backboard. He pulls down his own rebound. Back to Bliley. He wants a three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Keaton Stone. Steckline now pushes up the floor. Right wing. Toward the top of the key. Down to the free throw line. Goes up. Loses control of the ball. He is fouled on his way up. And it will stay with Maryville as Steckline goes to the line. And a timeout on the floor. Tim Jermaine of Platte Valley wants to talk this one over with his team. 2:16 to play in the first half. An 18-point Maryville lead. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's Spoof Hound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement and motorcycle repair. Information at facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
It's a 40-22 Maryville lead. 2:16 to play in the first half. Maryville 3-1 on the season. The lone loss was a 55-51 loss to Hogan Prep in the Savannah Invitational Championship. Outside of that, a 10-point win over Platte County and really scored really well against an athletic Pirate bunch. Came back around, knocked off Kearney 63-53. Kearney, they're good every single year, it seems like. Lost to Hogan Prep. Then they come back around. They go on the road to Bethany. They take down South Harrison 64-24. So this team rolling early on, playing good basketball as Steckline at the free throw line hits his first attempt here. He's now 2 of 2 at the free throw line. One more on the way. After this one, Maryville will be at Bishop LeBlanc coming up on Thursday, then hosting Benton coming up on Friday. As Steckline hits both free throws, he's into double figures with 10. 2:10 left to play in the first half. A 20-point Maryville lead. Justin Miller just across midcourt with the ball. Throws into the corner. Jermaine thought about a three. Steps back up to the wing after Quinlan flew by. Shot no good. The rebound comes down to Jesus Flores, who just checked in at that dead ball. Flores, a 6'5 senior forward who could do some damage as this season goes along for this team. It is McCollum in the lane. Goes up. Tough shot. Couldn't get the left-hand layup to go. The rebound comes down to Platte Valley, and Flores is going to pick up a personal foul. 1:53 to play in the first half. Burns checks out. Into the ballgame, Matthew Walter, a 5'11 sophomore guard. On the floor for the Hounds, it is Quinlan, McCollum, Walter, Steckline, and Flores. Inside 2 minutes to play in the half. McQueen with it, top of the key. Fires right side to Jermaine. It's taken away by Quinlan. Jumping in the passing lane. Quinlan spins into the paint. Goes up right hand. Layup won't fall. And the rebound comes down to Miller of Platte Valley. Miller quickly ahead to Bliley. Into the corner now. Justin Miller wants a three-pointer off the rim. No good. And there's McCollum for another rebound. Peyton pushing. Has the ball nearly taken away by Miller. Peyton able to recover it. 1:20 left to play in the first half. Walter starts to drive, and a reach-in foul coming up on Platte Valley. I believe they got this one on McQueen. And they did. 1:16 left in the first half, a 20-point Maryville lead. Steckline will be inbounding on the baseline just to the right of the basket. Lobs it into the elbow. It goes to Quinlan. Now to hand off the goes to Steckline. One dribble, and Caden knocks down the jumper. 1:08 left to play in the first half. Maryville pulling away from Platte Valley. 44-22 is our score. Inside a minute left to go in this first half. Into the hands of Bliley, guarded by McCollum. Top of the key, baseball pass goes into the corner for McQueen. McQueen, one dribble, now gives it off to Mattson. Mattson goes baseline, gets the layup, but first he walked with it. That is turnover number 8 on Platte Valley, and the ball will go back to Maryville. 45 seconds left to go. A 22-point Maryville lead just before halftime as Steckline brings the ball across midcourt. Rushes past Miller, pulls up just inside the free throw line. Jumper no good. Flores pulls down the offensive board, throws it into the corner for Quinlan. I'm going to say he stepped on the end line, and that will send the ball back to Platte Valley. It was a 12-1 run to start things off for Maryville. Platte Valley able to battle back and make it a 5-point game. But since then, all Spoofhounds 44-22 in this second quarter. 20 seconds left in the half. Bliley with it. Gives it off to McQueen. And McQueen now to Mattson on the baseline. Back up top it goes McQueen. Jab step on Walter. Now hands it off for Mattson. 7 seconds left to play in the first half. Miller sets a screen, splits two defenders. Mattson goes up left-hand layup. It falls just before the buzzer sounds here at the end of the first half. But Maryville still with a comfortable lead, 44-24, as we are heading to halftime. We'll take a break and be back with much more here on the Bearcat Public Media app, including we'll hear from Maryville girls basketball coach Kelly Obley. That's coming up in just a moment as you're listening to Maryville High School Basketball on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org.
Support for KXCB KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Northwest Cell. Serving the region for over 30 years, along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for this broadcast comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or 102 North Buchanan.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV KRNW.
We're back at halftime of the Maryville High School basketball game. The boys in front 44-24 here at halftime as the Spoofhounds able to get out and running 12-1 early on. They pull out a 20-point lead here at the break, being led by Caden Steckline with 12 points. Peyton McCollum with 10 and 9 for Keaton Stone thus far. Also, early on, it was a Maryville girls basketball game. They were knocking off Platte Valley 36-34, a top-ranked team in Class 1 basketball, a Nottoway County rivalry. We're joined by head coach for the Maryville girls, Kelly Obley. Coach, congratulations on the win, first of all, knowing you're going against a really good skill team on the other end. What do you take away from that one overall? It seemed like the game plan, especially defensively, really executed for Maryville.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big win for our girls. We had a great week of practice in preparation leading up to tonight. Platte Valley is a great team. They are fundamentally sound both offensively and defensively. And so we knew it was going to be a battle, and it was a great game tonight.
I feel like we go through and throughout the season, of course, we're five games in for your club, but Riley Viertaler, leading scorer, does so much. We see her come out against South Harrison earlier in the week, had 16 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. She only had 8 tonight, but she still goes out there and shuts down one of the best Class 1 players in the state, and seemed like she was kind of everywhere defensively and really leading the charge. A lot of intangibles go into that outside of just, I can score some points.
Yeah, for sure. Riley Viertaler is a great offensive player, but I also think that she works extremely hard on the defensive end as well. And so she, for the past couple games, has been guarding the other team's best player, and she loves that assignment and stepped up big.
Whenever you mix in the fact of Riley's playing really good basketball, but then, all right, the ball goes in the post and someone has an angle, Riley Hornbuckle steps down and plays good defense. Weldon was out there really playing really well. Aniston was kind of everywhere. It seemed like it was a joint effort defensively to slow down a team that came out and was scoring the ball at a pretty good clip, 52 points per game, only giving up 28 points as a really good Platte Valley team, and they just didn't have many open looks all night.
Absolutely. The girls really buy into being able to be in the help and help the helper. And so tonight we wanted to focus in on those great posts that Platte Valley has, and everyone bought in to help with that.
So we get late in the basketball game. They'd only had about two team fouls, maybe three team fouls by the final minute rolls around. They managed to come back and get the game tied up. You need a bucket. Reisenstein's at 2 points the entire night until she gets the ball and they left her open on the baseline. It seemed like she maybe took a beat to think, and she's like, I'm going to let it fly, and she hit.
Yeah, I'm so excited for Ryson to have that shot tonight. She has put in a lot of time in the summer and also in the fall, and for the girls to move that ball around and for Ryson to hit that shot with confidence was huge for us.
A lot of young players, a lot of players, regardless of how old you are, you get tight. In a game like that, it's late. They get momentum after a three-point play. Maybe you take the shot, but it's not going down. What kind of work does go into getting yourself in a situation where it's like, it's a game shot, I'm ready for it, and you just kind of let it fly?
I thought our girls showed a lot of resilience as Platte Valley was making that run at the end and had a couple things go their way, but our girls just continued to fight, and they continued to believe in what they were doing. And so that just goes into their preparation and how hard they work in practice. So we always try to take game-like shots at game-like speed in practice, and that way when we do it here in front of all the fans, it's the same.
I think you shot about 48% against South Harrison. You come out with another good shooting night this evening. A low-scoring game, but you took high-quality shots. Does it feel like on that end of things, it is kind of falling together when you think about, I mean, Aniston had 17 points, but it felt like they were awfully quiet throughout too.
Yeah, for sure. I think that the girls really focus in on their shot selection and their patience in finding those shots that we want. And it's a group effort to move that ball around and find that best shot.
So you get set now to take on Liberty on the road coming up this Wednesday. Boy, you kind of go through some tough games. It doesn't get any easier from here, does it?
No, it sure doesn't. But the girls are excited about that challenge. Liberty is a great program. And so the girls are excited to get to go down there and take them on down at their place.
A great win tonight for the Maryville girls basketball team, 36-34 over Platte Valley. Coach Obley, thanks for joining us. And you're welcome to stay for as much of the second half of the boys' game as you want to.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Kelly Obley joining us. We'll take a quick break and be back with the second half of the boys' game right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC. And from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. Support is also provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is available at 660-562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. And local Edward Jones Financial Advisors offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds.
Support for the Spoof Hounds comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE, powering business. Also from Mosaic Medical Center in Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Today's game is also brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farmer business, personal accounts, and more, with a focus on customer service. For more, wells.bank.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We're back at the Hound Pound as Maryville taking on Platte Valley. Halftime of the boys game just wrapping up, a 44-24 lead for Maryville over Platte Valley. As the inbound comes in from McQueen to Germain, Platte Valley going right to left in this second half just underway. Bliley with it, driving left side of the lane, scoops a pass underneath, looking for Carter Luke. The ball tipped, taken away by Maryville. Quick turnover to start things off for Platte Valley. First possession of this second half coming up as McCollum hands it out between the circles for Quinlan. Now to Burns. They give it back to McCollum. Going to his left, gets through the lane. Now a kick out into the corner, Steckline. Steckline picks it up to Burns. Burns to the elbow, back to Steckline. Three left side, off the back of the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to McCollum. The Hounds keep it alive. Now Quinlan, three, top of the key, no good. Stone, another offensive board. One dribble through three Platte Valley defenders, goes up left hand and gets the finish. It is tough to battle inside like that with the size of Maryville. And, of course, Keaton Stone, he is having a heck of a game so far, isn't he, Coach?
Yeah, he does a really good job inside being strong and took it up against three defenders there.
For those just joining us, Maryville head girls basketball coach Kelly Obley joining us here throughout the second half. Our team coming away with a 36-34 win a little bit earlier in the evening. As it is Platte Valley basketball and Maryville 22-point lead just underway in this third quarter. An offensive foul coming up. Alex Mattson running through Drew Burns. On the other end of the floor, a foul coming up away from the basketball. And the Hounds get it back. Inbound comes in to McCollum, McQueen, and Germain trying to get a trap in the backcourt. They give to Burns. Burns takes it coast to coast himself. Can't finish the layup, and the rebound comes down to Mattson. Mattson brings it up the other way to the left wing, trying to get past Quinlan to the block. Pass underneath, going to Luke, poked out of bounds by Steckline. So it will stay with Platte Valley as Germain inbounding just to the right of the basket on the baseline. Germain gets it in, right wing three on the way. Bliley, that one comes up short into the hands of Peyton McCollum. McCollum shovels it off to Steckline again. Platte Valley think about getting a trap in the backcourt. Baseball pass ahead goes to Burns. Burns ahead to McCollum on the baseline now. It's Mattson. Check that, Stone. Stone backing in on Mattson. An offensive foul coming up. Kind of a bang-bang call there, Coach. When you look at that one, do you think either way? How do you judge those from the sideline of putting in your 2 cents without going too far?
Yeah, it's hard with Keaton there. Maybe just a little bit out of control and the defender kind of was holding his ground, so Yeah, bang, bang, play.
In a college game, we see that restricted area underneath the basket where it's kind of clear for the officials. Is that talked about? Is that something that is discussed in much of the high school game at all?
No, not at all. Hopefully next year a shot clock maybe, but that's about where we're at.
McCollum with a blocked shot on the other end, knocking McQueen's shot out of bounds. They're going to get him for a foul instead, though, as this will send Brandon McQueen to the free throw line, where thus far Platte Valley is 3 of 4 at the line so far this evening. So when you incorporate a shot clock, and we saw in the girls' game, there were some long possessions, try to drain the clock, especially late in the basketball game. How does that kind of change up the way that you game plan and view it of, all right, we can't really play a game where we're going to slow it down, or a team can't come out and slow us down?
Yeah, for sure. So the shot clock would make a really big difference, especially end-of-game situations with teams not being able to just hold that possession. And I think it would be great for our game to evolve to having a shot clock at the high school. I know that Iowa and Nebraska this year are doing it, and so I'd be excited for Missouri to get on board.
We'll be interested to see how some veteran coaches, too. You think about guys like Coach Germain, Coach Peterson, Coach Steckman. They've been doing this for a long, long time, how they would adjust as we kind of go. And some of these players as well that have been playing without one for so long. Steckline on the other end for Maryville, drives in, can't hit the layup. Platte Valley with it.
It would definitely be an adjustment, but I think that it would be one that would ultimately continue to grow our game and just continue to help our players be successful transitioning from high school to college.
Mattson has it, right wing for Platte Valley. Pass going into the paint. Off the fingertips of Bliley, picked up by Stone, trying to go coast to coast, taken away by Mattson on the other end, hustling back. A turnover for the Hounds gives it back to Platte Valley. 5-10 to play in the third quarter. A 46-26 lead now for the Hounds. High right side, Bliley with it, guarded by Quinlan. Man-to-man defense out of the Hounds. He throws this one away. Looking for McQueen. Couldn't handle it. McCollum nearly came away with the steal in the backcourt. But McQueen comes up with a foul, so Maryville will be inbounding next to the scores table.
I think Peyton McCollum is just a lockdown defender. He always is in a great stance, always taking away vision from the guy that he's guarding. I love watching him play defense.
Feels like the guards up and down just bring so much energy on this boys team. And you have to have that, I assume, too, playing four guards, one forward, and saying, you're going to control the pace of this game for us.
Yes, Derek Quinlan is a great compliment for that.
Steckline going baseline, left side of the hoop. Leans in, gets the bucket. He has 14 points. Steckline averages 15, coming up on that average here in this third quarter. On the drive, it is McQueen into the paint, gets the friendly roll. First points of the evening for Brandon McQueen, a junior forward for Platte Valley. Against some full court pressure, Steckline able to break that into the corner. Quinlan goes baseline, reverse layup off the glass, won't fall. Stone gets the offensive board, stripped from his hands, and he will go to the free throw line for a pair.
Good, strong offensive rebound there by Keaton and to get it put back up.
So Maryville girls basketball. We saw Riley Viertaler sign her letter of intent. She's going to go play basketball at Central Missouri next year. Keaton Stone going to be joining her in Warrensburg, isn't he?
Yeah, a little teammate for track and field, I believe.
Yeah, Keaton, a pretty good jumper, right?
Really good jumper.
Come in yesterday, setting a few things up, and he's like, I can't dunk. My knees are bad. My knees are bad. My back hurts. Aren't you going to jump in college? Like, what are you talking about?
That's right. And I think he had a big dunk in the first half.
He did. He was getting things out and running for Maryville. Hits a couple free throws here. It's a 50-28 lead for Maryville. 4:21 to play in the third quarter. Mattson quickly fires ahead into the corner for Germain. Now gives it off to Bliley. Deep three-pointer from Bliley. Sinks it.
Deep, deep.
So, Aniston's probably the most prolific three-point shooter on your team.
Absolutely.
Where's the range? What are you saying don't shoot from here back? As Burns going baseline gets the bucket.
She has very great range. So, I think that even from where, like, the college line would be considered within her range. She gets in the gym a lot and practices those ones that are a little bit further back, and so we have all the confidence in her.
And she's one, too, similar to Riley. Like, you'd probably be ready to shoot that college three because you're going to be doing it probably quite a bit next year.
Absolutely. We hope so.
It's a 52-31 lead for the Maryville boys right now against Platte Valley. 3:48 left to play here in the third quarter. Germain into the paint. Ball stripped from his hands by Viertaler, picked up by Davis.
Good hands by the big man.
You know he loves hearing that. Coach Webb probably hearing that, going to put him in at tight end next year.
Absolutely.
Three on the way. Burns left side. Short rebound comes down to Miller. Justin Miller brings it up himself. Looking for Jermaine. Taken away by Quinlan. Quinlan goes in, gives a head fake, and lays it in with the right hand. Don't you want to see Quinlan go up for the dunk there?
Yeah, come on, Derek.
He's probably got those hops like Joe.
Has to.
In the corner, Acklin, the give and go, feeds this one to McQueen. McQueen gets the layup. A couple buckets here coming in the second half for Brandon McQueen. Inbounds pass, knocked out of bounds by Platte Valley. We have a timeout on the floor. Coach Steckline wants to talk this one over. 54-33, Maryville in front with 3:05 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's game comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of 71 Highway and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together.
Today's game is brought to you by the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com.
3:05 to play in the third quarter. Maryville leading Platte Valley 54-33. Hounds trying to pick up win number four on the season. Only loss coming to Hogan Prep in the Savannah Invitational Championship game. Full court pressure out of Platte Valley. McComb trying to break it himself in the backcourt. And a quick timeout here for Coach Steckline. He'll take a 30-second timeout. Coach Obley, as we look at this one from our perspective, and you see Peyton get that one in, is that one where you're wanting someone to flash to the middle of the floor? What would you look for as a coach there?
Yeah, we definitely need the other guys flashing to the ball there, but I thought Peyton did a good job under that double team of not just throwing up any pass and just getting that timeout to save the possession.
So before the women's basketball game at Northwest today, Coach McComb was on the floor talking with Peyton and Derek. And this exact thing happens where he says, if I'm getting trapped here, I would prefer that you came back and dribbled all the way back around. And Peyton did exactly what Coach Mack demonstrated pregame of the Northwest women's game. So it's
right there.
Just you think about the ties there and being raised in an athletic family. Like, it's, they're always listening, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Coach McCollum obviously has done so much for our college team, but he is always willing to come in and help the high schoolers too. So he's got a hand on a lot of basketball in our town.
Quinlan fires ahead. Delton Davis comes down with the deflection, gets the lay-in on the other end. Delton has 6 points. A runner in the lane for Mattson, no good. There's Viertaler pulling in the rebound. More athletic Viertaler, Lucas or Riley? Who do you think?
Oh, that's a tough one. But I have to go Riley, right?
I think you have to.
Have
the allegiance to your team.
Have to. And I know they play a lot of one-on-one, and I think that Riley could tell you what the point spread is on that.
McCollum, three-pointer, no good. Platte Valley has it on the other end. Luke getting trapped on the baseline, gets a pass out. Near midcourt, picked up by Mattson, fires far left side to Tucker Clam, the sophomore getting his first minutes of the game. Luke between the circles, guarded by Quinlan. Takes one dribble to his right, shovels a pass off to Jermaine. 2:05 to play in the third quarter. Jermaine down the right side of the lane, goes up, layup around the rim, no good. Offensive rebound there, McQueen, and a foul on the floor coming up, I believe, against Burns. Let's talk to Lucas during the football season after Riley signed her letter of intent to go to UCM and asked him just to see if he'd be a little biased how he'd go, and he said it's probably Riley.
Okay, so good.
The younger brother knows.
That's right.
Burns and Quinlan check out for Maryville. Stone back on the floor as well as Steckline. As inbound pass lobbed into Mattson, gets inside the free throw line and loses it underneath to Stone. Steckline up the left sideline for Maryville. Picked up there by Miller. Drives past Miller. Splits a double team. Hangs in the air. Can't hit the layup. And it is corralled by Justin Miller. Now to Bliley. Bliley giving it up to McQueen. Spinning into the paint. Picked up by Viertaler. Around to Miller. Now Jermaine, high left side, guarded by Steckline. 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Underneath, it goes to Miller, pushed from behind by Davis. And a personal foul coming up on Delton. That'll be the 15th foul on the Hounds.
That was a tough one there. I think Delton had good position. Just let him catch and trust your defense.
Inbounding it is Jermaine. Gets it into Miller. Miller to Mattson. Miller rolls to the bucket. Jermaine finds him getting there, and he gets the layup on the left side. First points for the senior for Platte Valley. As Steckline rushes up the floor, slows things up just a bit. It's a 56-35 lead for Maryville over Platte Valley. On the wing now to Viertaler. One dribble gets to McCollum, high right side. Off a screen from Viertaler to the free throw line. Leans in, goes up, right hand layup, no good. The putback from Stone won't go. He gets his own board. Goes up again, can't get it. Davis comes crashing in, and he gets fouled. And we should see a couple free throws on the way for Delton.
Another strong offensive rebound for those guys and getting to the foul line.
So we look at this, and of course, Platte Valley is Jefferson and South Nottoway combined. We have Maryville also within Nottoway County. These players know each other. Does it weigh on them? Does this mean much?
I think that it adds to it. I think that this is a day that they have circled on the calendar and they look forward to all year. It's a packed gym. We know it's going to be a packed gym, and the kids are excited.
So this was originally scheduled for Friday afternoon, right?
Yeah, they did, hoping to get a lot of students to come out.
As Davis misses the second free throw, rebound comes down to Mattson. Would have been a pretty cool environment if you could have bust up some from Platte Valley. Also had the Maryville student body here, but I'm sure some parents might have not liked that since it is during the work day.
Sure. Great opportunity for the student body that might not get otherwise an opportunity to come to a game, a chance to see two great teams play.
And you get out there and you see it a little bit, maybe for those that just choose to not come out. Like, that was kind of fun. Maybe I should go out and see a game or maybe even sometimes go out and actually play for the team.
Yeah, be a part of it.
Wiley hits his first free throw. One more on the way. 44 seconds to play here in the third quarter. And he hits both. Quinlan checks in. McCollum out of the ballgame. Inbound comes into Steckline, guarded by Miller. Wiley comes up trying to help and get a trap on him, picks it up. Baseball pass ahead to Stone. Stone one step, and a two-handed slam for Keaton Stone.
Great vision there by Caden to find Keaton.
A little flash of the camera as we have Johnny Dykes of the Maryville Forum up here with us as well. Of course, you can read all about this game online at maryvilleforum.com tomorrow. Bucket underneath for Platte Valley makes this a 20-point game once again, 59-39. 10 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Steckline pushing the ball up ahead. Gets to the elbow. Pull-up jumper on the way. Caden knocks it down. Down to 2 seconds. Jermaine going to let the clock run out on the third quarter. 61-39 is our score at the end of three. Maryville running away from Platte Valley. We'll take a break and be back with your fourth quarter of action right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Padgett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Support for the Spoofhounds comes from Losch Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losch and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losch is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Maryville basketball to start the fourth quarter. Steckline will be inbounding on the floor for Maryville. Steckline, Quinlan, Burns, Flores, and Walter. The 61-39 lead for Maryville. ahead of Platte Valley. Spoofhound's trying to make it three in a row against Platte Valley. A Steckline picks it up just beyond the free throw line. Whistles a pass to Steckline. Skip pass goes to Walter. Corner three-pointer off the rim. Flores pulls in the rebound. They're going to get him for the foul as Miller had the positioning, and Flores pulled in the rebound. And a one-and-one, a couple free throw, one-and-one free throw opportunity on the way here for Platte Valley. As a coach, Miller had the position, but Flores had the size and went up. It appeared straight up. As a coach, you kind of do you agree with that one? How do you view a call like that?
Yeah, I think that 15 did a good job there boxing out, and that's what we always tell the little guy to do. So good play by him.
Miller at the line, a one-and-one opportunity. And that went in and out. Fourth quarter just underway, a 61-39 lead for Maryville. Along with Kelly Obley, head girls basketball coach for Maryville, I'm Matt Tritton. Lawrence Link back in the studios for us this evening as Steckline gives a head fake, drives baseline, pull-up jumper is good. As McQueen heaves one quickly ahead, Bliley comes up with the layup and the foul on the other end, a blocking foul coming up on Maryville. And they'll call this one on Burns. So a chance for Bliley to cash in. He has 12 points on the night. So I'd love to know where Drew Burns picked up those shoes as well.
Purple.
Some purple with the blue laces.
You're not going to lose those.
Not at all. Free throw from Bliley is good. He has 13. Burns picks it up at the opposite free throw line, gives the Steckline. Steckline heaves it quickly ahead to Flores. Flores underneath looking for Davis. It is taken away by Bliley. Deep three right side on the way. Jermaine in transition knocks it down. Jermaine had some big buckets early on. It was a 12-1 Maryville lead. It was 14-9 as Jermaine was kind of the key cog in bringing back Platte Valley, but since it's been all Spoofhound. 63-45 is the lead for Maryville going baseline. It is Davis. Nice feed from Burns, and Delton able to finish.
Great cut there by Delton.
You see all these student-athletes in what is a relatively small school despite playing Class 4 basketball. Jumper there from Mattson off the rim, off the back of the top of the backcourt, goes out of bounds. It's Class 4, but it's still a relatively small school. Everybody's playing so many sports together. You just build the camaraderie of even if we play so much football, softball, volleyball together, you still find each other the same on the basketball court.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it special.
Quinlan on the drive, gives it up underneath to Davis. Davis trying to feed to Flores. That one batted away, and turnover goes Platte Valley's way. Jermaine thought about a three. Now he will take one from the corner. Heave that one up, an air ball into the hands of Burns, and Drew Burns pushing the other way for Maryville. Gives ahead to Flores. Flores picks it up, gives to Davis underneath. But he drug his pivot foot. That's a travel and a turnover on the Hounds. As Flores checks out, Keaton Stone back in for Maryville. .605 to play in the ballgame. Maryville in front, 65-45. Between the circles, Jermaine with it, dribbling with his left hand. Now bounce pass going just to the right of the top of the key into the hands of Bliley. Guarded out there by Steckline. Now dribbling left into the paint. Bump by Stone. Loose ball. And he saves the inbounds right to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan quickly ahead to Steckline. Lobs up. Keaton Stone can't finish with the dunk. The layup rolls off the rim, and it comes down to Mattson. Mattson, fast break the other way. To the left block. Gets the lay-in. Cherry picking on the other end. Caden Steckline takes the deep pass. And the quick lay-in for Maryville.
Little quarterback and Derek coming out there.
We have a track meet that's kind of broken out in this one. Sprinting back and forth. Still a 20-point Maryville lead, 67-47. Has a foul on the floor coming up as Luke trying to drive. Ninth team foul on Maryville. So this will send Luke to the line for a 1-1. Radio debut, does it feel like this is your future?
This is a lot of fun. It just might be.
as the free throw rattles home there for Loop. You grew up listening to Ron Santo during Cubs baseball games.
That's right.
So the big negative there, though, is that you're a Cubs fan.
Oh. World Series champions, 2016.
2016. And the previous one before that was?
1908.
Sounds right. 108 right? years, long time. So we're thinking 21-34 for the next one, 21-24.
Can't wait it's for
it. It's going to be a while. Quinlan, corner three on the way. Rattles out. The rebound comes down to Acklin. Acklin fires a pass ahead, trying to get that one to Bliley. That one goes wide right off his hand, out of bounds, and turns it back over to Maryville. Joey Patterson on the floor now for Maryville. Burns and Steckline come off along with Patterson, Davis, Quinlan, McCollum, and Stone. McCollum brings the ball across midcourt, picked up by Luke. Dribbles to his right, gives off Patterson. Patterson now to Stone, works it back around left wing. Quinlan into the corner, it is McCollum. Gives a jab step, dribbles up around the arc, now to the elbow, cuts through the lane. Had an opening and he attacked it and got the lay in.
Strong move.
69-48 Maryville lead. Ball goes into the corner for McQueen. Now to Mattson. Left block goes up, layup no good. And a foul coming up on Davis. They're going to say a little push as Mattson tried to go up for that shot. So two free throws on the way now for Alex Mattson.
Yeah, two free throws the rest of the way out.
So how do you talk to the team of get out, play hard, run up and down, but also we're up by 21. Don't let it get to be maybe too loose out there at times.
Right. We don't want to give them points while the clock is stopped. That's for sure. So just play a fundamentally strong defense and be patient.
A good primer for the boys basketball team. They'll be taking on Bishop LeBlanc and Benton coming up within the next week.
Conference play.
And conference play for the girls not starting until after January rolls around?
Yeah, that sounds right. Lafayette, I believe.
Three on the way from Stone, no good. Batted out of bounds off of Platte Valley. Last touch by McQueen. So we will stay here with Maryville. 4:13 left to play. 69-50 is the lead for the Spoofhounds. Going through games like this, and of course, for the girls' side, have Liberty coming up, playing in the 12 courts of Christmas in Kansas City. How do you kind of balance out? These are important. We want to win, but the MEC games maybe take on a little bit more meaning when they come around.
Yeah, we look at Liberty and then Green Valley the following week as great opportunities to play schools that are very talented. But it's a process and it's a long season, and so everything that we do is in preparation for conference play, district play. So we take and we learn from all games we're in.
A 69-50 lead right now for the Maryville boys. 3:43 left to play. Jermaine starts to drive. Left wing now for Mattson to the free throw line just inside the lane. Gives up in the corner for Jermaine. Matched up right now with Stone. Drives baseline, slows up, lost his dribble. Gives up now to Luke. Luke, high left side. Spins, lost control of it. Keaton Stone comes away with it. Stone ahead, picked up by Tucker Clam. Clam tried to get back defensively. Stone able to get the layup despite that. 17 points for Keaton Stone on the evening. Now comes up with a steal on the other end. A skip pass from McQueen taken away by the 6'6" forward. McCollum now hands it off for Stone. Now to Davis out near midcourt. High left side Quinlan. The Spoofhounds running off little clock. Right in front of that Maryville student section. Now back to the right it goes for Stone. Stone with an opening. Attacks the hoop. Goes in. Fouled on his way up. Gets the lay-in. A chance for a three-point play for Keaton Stone. Subs coming in now for Platte Valley. On the floor will be Tucker Clam, also Memphis Bliley. Justin Miller out there, as well as Lucas Terry and Lane Acklin. As Stone at the line for one, trying to complete a three-point play, and his free throw is good. Give Keaton 20 on the evening as Jesus Flores at the scores table, ready to check in after that free throw went down. They blow the whistle and get Flores into the game as Stone checks out, likely Keaton's last minutes of the evening.
He played well tonight. He was a big presence inside for us and had a lot of good offensive rebounds.
It's a 74-50 lead as on the drive, Memphis Bliley gets fouled. He'll have a chance for a couple. 2:42 left to play in the ballgame. A 74-50 lead for Maryville as Bliley steps to the line. First one from the senior guard is good. So the flip side of this game, Platte Valley 5-0 coming in. They played some good teams already. Started off with a win in Fawcett over Mid-Buchanan. They'll take on East Atchison. Union Star Tipton coming up. This is a team that can't let their confidence get beat down against an awfully athletic team here this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to win a lot of ball games this season.
74-52 is the score as McCollum on the drive has it taken away by Miller as McCollum got caught in traffic. Miller gives it up to Bliley. Wants a deep three-pointer. That one comes up short. Long rebound to McCollum. 2:19 left to play. A 74-52 Maryville lead. Right wing Viertaler starts to drive, gets into the paint, goes up with the right hand. Some nice touch from a big man.
I think his sister taught him that move.
That was a pretty good move. It's good to see the big guys light on their feet, too.
Very light on his feet. Coach Webb would like to hear that, too.
Acklin with it. Gives it off now to Bliley. High right side now, Tucker Clam. Clam into the corner for Miller. Finds a cutting Terry. Terry has it knocked loose, picks it back up, and gives to Miller. 1:43 left to play. Miller pulls up, takes a three, no good. And the rebound comes down to Patterson. Patterson, a 6'5 junior, showing that long wingspan there. 90 seconds left to go in this one. A 76-52 lead for Maryville. High right side, Davis with it, holds on to it for a second, lets a couple seconds clock tick, seconds tick off the clock as now high left side to Viertaler. Back to Davis. Maryville playing keep away, up 76-52. McCollum guarded by Bliley, dribbling out near midcourt. Now back to Davis. Davis loses control of it. And a backcourt violation call. He lost control of it. Peyton tried to come over and pick it up. He couldn't before it rolled across the line. A turnover on Maryville. 57 seconds left to go. Some Nottoway County bragging rights will stay with Maryville. Going to complete a sweep in the girls and boys basketball matchups with Platte Valley this evening. Up 76-52 in the boys game. 49 seconds left. The girls picked up a 36-34 win earlier this evening. Justin Miller off to McQueen. McQueen gets into the paint, loses it. Now into the corner it goes for Clam. He wants to drive on Viertaler. Floats a pass out to Terry. He will take that three and knocks it down. Lucas Terry off the bench, knocks down the bucket. 76-55, Maryville in front, 20 seconds left to go. Viertaler holding onto it out near midcourt. Clam steps out to guard him. Down to 14 seconds left, now to McCollum. Peyton dribbling out on the M. Maryville insignia at midcourt. And he's going to run out the clock. Maryville comes away. A 76-55 win this evening over Platte Valley. They're now 4-1 on the season. And Platte Valley falls to 5-1. A 76-55 win for the Maryville boys. A 36-34 win for the Maryville girls this evening. Coach Obley, appreciate coming on at halftime, joining me throughout the second half of this one. And good luck, I guess, as we go throughout the rest of the way. Big games coming up with Liberty coming up for the Maryville girls, followed up by Grain Valley. Those games coming on the road in Kansas City.
Thank you very much for having me.
Maryville wins this one by the score of 76-55. We'll take a break. Back with more on Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Wells Bank on South Main in Maryville, serving the community through loans for the home, farm, or business, personal accounts, and more with a focus on customer service. More information on location or at wells.bank. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
Maryville earns a 76-55 win in the boys' game this evening. The Spoofhounds 4-1 overall. Platte Valley falls to 5-1 with this loss. Taking a look at some of our scoring totals from this one. Caden Steckline comes away with 20 points in the ball game. Also, Keaton Stone with 20 as well. A nice outing for the Maryville boys, being led by Steckline and Stone with 20 apiece. 12 points for Peyton McCollum, 9 for Delton Davis, and 4 apiece for Drew Burns. Derek Quinlan, Lucas Viertaler, also 2 points in the game as well. For Platte Valley, they were led in this one. Memphis Bliley had 14 points. Also, Matt Germain came away with 13, 11 for Alex Mattson, 9 for Brandon McQueen, 3 for Lucas Terry, 1 for Carter Luke, a couple for Justin Miller mixed in there as well, as Maryville picks up the win over Platte Valley by a score of 76-55. In the girls game, a 36-34 win for the Spoofhounds, completing the sweep of Platte Valley in this Nottoway County rivalry matchup. That's going to wrap things up for us here from the Hound Pound. Appreciate Kelly Obley jumping on at halftime of the boys game and sticking through the second half. A big shout out to John Dykstra of the Maryville Forum, does a great job writing for the Hounds, but also it's his birthday today. Happy birthday. How old are you, 25? 32? You're old. You're an old man. John Dykstra, happy birthday to Johnny. That's going to wrap things up for us. We have another basketball broadcast coming up tomorrow. It's Northwest Missouri State basketball. The girls, the women's game starting at 1:30. The men's game at 3:30, taking on Fort Hays State. We'll have pregame starting at 1 o'clock on the Bearcat Radio Network. That's going to wrap things up for us from the Hound Pound. Once again, the Maryville boys, a 76-55 win. The Maryville girls, a 36-34 win. From the Hound Pound, I'm Matt Tritton saying so long.